SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm back!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. The 20th anniversary has begun as well. 20 years ago, January the 2nd. Was it 2000? Was it 2002? January the 6th. See, I don't even know what the hell. You know, since damn insurrection is throwing me off. My anniversary has been sabotaged, man. It's been sabotaged. All right, we got a full house here this evening, though. Tomorrow night will be the anniversary party. Tomorrow's a big party. Earl Skakel, Richard Garner, Steve Rapp, Mick Gossie, Clam Chowder, and who knows what else. A lot of stuff. Big show on Friday night. I always sort of like confused the two. January 6, 2002. Can't believe it's been 20 years. It was actually the Super Bowl was Brady's first Super Bowl win. Brady's first Super Bowl win. It was the Rams and the Patriots. And, you know, I can't believe it's been 20 years. And I actually remember the night before. Like it was yesterday. And it's actually coming back to me now. So I actually partied the night before my first radio show. See, when you're younger, you can get away with that. So I'm thinking back now. It was the Saturday night before the Super Bowl. And I tell you what, the Rams were like big favorites, too. The Rams were like 14-point favorites in the football game. And I was at a party, and a bunch of people that don't even bet on sports like started giving me money to bet on the Super Bowl for them. And they were like, all right, yeah, I want to take the Patriots. I'm like, what, plus the points? They're like, no, just to win the game. I was like, the Patriots don't have a hope in hell of winning the game. So, of course, I didn't put the bets in. And then the Patriots won the game, right? And they were like, they were big on the money line, too. That was my first radio show coming on right after. It was coming on like right after. It was my first Super Bowl. It was a couple of weeks in after. It was a couple of weeks after that. The whole Tuck stuff happened and all that. The Tuck rule never should have happened. That's the whole thing. Brady never should have actually, Brady never should have even gotten to that first Super Bowl. He actually fumbled the ball against the Raiders. There's some things in sports that just are. It is what it is. Like the Music City Miracle, that was a forward pass against the Bills. It just was, all right? Ever so slightly, but it was, right? And you can't change it. It is what it is. And the same thing with Brady. You can't change it. He fumbled the ball. It is what it is. And ironically enough, his college football teammate, Charles Woodson, was the one that created the fumble. But we'll talk Raider football. Speaking of the Raiders, So Feinberg's going to join us, Jeff Feinberg. We got a full house here tonight. Arash Markazi joins us as well. We'll talk about the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. And there was talk about it going to Dallas. It's not going to be going to Dallas. All right, it's going to be in Los Angeles. Speaking of Los Angeles, the Clippers in action right now. Actually hanging around with Phoenix. That Chris Paul rebound prop we gave you hit like, you know, whatever. I think it hit after the national anthem was over. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It's the Thursday night throwdown. Full house throwdown this evening, all right? We've got all the bases covered. Arash Markazi is going to step up and in and join us. We'll talk L.A. sports, specifically Super Bowl. There was talk about the Super Bowl potentially being played in Dallas or maybe even Florida. But county officials and the state of California has calmed things down. And, you know, resolve some of the NFL's concerns, I believe, moving forward. So Arash Markazi will step up. And we got big news for people in New York and for people in Ontario, actually. California as well. But the California news is not good. So which ones do you want first? Let's give you the California news first. So sports betting sports betting was already sort of quasi-legal in New York, but New York, the state of New York is whacked, all right? All right, like they're whacked out in New York. So, you know, they were betting on sports in like, you know, in the Buffalo and Western New York area, but you couldn't bet on sports in New York because they would rather you just go to New Jersey to bet for whatever reason. So nevertheless, mobile sports betting. So you're going to be able to bet from your cell phone or your computer in the state of New York starting Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern time. All right, 9 o'clock Eastern time. I got to tell you, man, the IT department better be ready, man. All right, because there's going to be literally, I don't know, there's probably going to be like 500,000 people are going to log on at once at 9 a.m. to start firing away. So if you're in New York, hey, you know, good stuff starting Saturday morning, you're in. All right, you don't have to, you know, worry about walking across the bridge, going through the tunnel, taking a ferry. And you know what? We were actually experts in it, and I miss those days already. If you remember we used to give you like, all right, these are the best five ways if you want to place a bet if you're in New York to get to New Jersey. Like there was all kinds of different options, man. You could have taken a ferry across to Weehawken on the other side, right? You could have taken the train to Secaucus, right? You could have walked across the George Washington Bridge if you were a psychopath. There was a lot of ways that you could have got a bet in. Now, California, we spoke to the powers that be at FanDuel today. We said, hey, what about California? Is California coming? Not anytime soon. Ontario is. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The Clippers were hanging around, but not anymore. 101-87. If you tune into Game Time Decisions, we told you Chris Paul is on a rebounding rebounding crusade, as is Devin Booker as well. Both guards cash the rebounding prop tonight in this Phoenix and Clippers game. So as we stated, the state of New York is open for business starting Saturday morning at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. That's when you can start placing your first legal wagers on your mobile phone, your computer, in the state of New York. And as we stated, as far as California is concerned, it's not going to happen anytime soon. We spoke with some of the executives of FanDuel today. If you tune into Game Time Decisions, we were asking them about various states, and you know, basically, we know where we have a lot of listeners and fans: New York, California. And Toronto, Ontario. And listen, sports betting has already been legal in Canada for whatever, man, for like 30 years, okay? You know, as long as you believe sports betting, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, you can play a hockey parlay at a 7-Eleven in Canada and get paid. They pay you at the store. The only catch was you had to play parlays. But they legalized single-game wagering as well in Canada. And each province, like a state type of deal, is they're able to do what they want. So they could bring in a bunch of sports books. They could operate it themselves. And that's how it works. Like the local government actually takes sports bets in Canada. The government operates sports betting. And they have no ethical, moral, ethical thing against it. They just made you play parlays, though, for whatever reason. Because, well, I wonder why, right? So they legalized. But FanDuel, for what we understand, FanDuel, stay tuned for announcement, people. FanDuel could be coming to Toronto and to Ontario, which would be massive and super cool. As far as Nevada is concerned, no. And I don't think FanDuel, And for the same reason that like MGM was not granted a license today in New York is the same reason why FanDuel and DraftKings, etc., are not in Nevada. It's regional. There's a lot of politics that goes into this. And Teddy would know better than anyone who steps up and in, but it's absolutely preposterous. I think you can marry a tree if you want in California. And I don't have a problem with it. If you want to marry a tree, marry a tree. You can do whatever you want in California. Like, people talk about it being like some, like, you know, liberal sort of, like, you know, extreme place, but they refuse to allow sports betting. I mean, look, Mississippi, I mean, it's not like a Democrat-Republican thing, but it is a monetary thing, and Nevada is right next door to California, and the powers that be in Nevada pay off the politicians in California to keep it out, and the politicians in California take the funding so they stay in power, despite the fact that they're screwing over their own residents of the state when literally billions of dollars a year would come in California. Teddy Carvers from Nevada joins us. What's up, Teddy?
So, how much of that do you actually believe?
All of it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it.
You really think that the powers that be in Nevada are greasing the state legislators in California because the revenue from sports betting in Nevada is so great that they have to keep it coming?
Well, let me ask you.
Sports betting is like
really
a loss leader in this town. You know, not like something that.
Teddy, do you really believe otherwise? Are you that naive that you don't think so? So why do you think the UFC wasn't allowed into New York, Teddy?
That's like not the same question that I'm asking.
No. It is. No. Why did what? Because of the culinary union. Because of the culinary union. And, okay. All right. So what? Okay, Teddy. Why do you think that sports betting is not legal in California?
I don't know. But I'm not convinced. Well, it's okay to say that you don't know.
No.
But to say, oh,
but
this
Teddy,
is why.
Teddy, like 35% of like every person in a hotel on the strip on a weekend is from California. Now, I'm not saying they're all coming there to bet sports. And I agree with you. But the sports handle is a relatively small take, very small take. That's why the sports book's in the back of the room, right at the floor. I totally get that, Teddy. But we're still talking about. I'm telling you right now. So look, Nevada brings in what, $500 to $600 million a month, right? On a given month, let's call it five just for the even sake here. If California had legal wagering, Teddy, that number goes down to probably $350 million. Like they're literally losing like 15, 20, maybe 25, maybe more percentage. Seriously. Look at the state line and stuff like that. Like, dude, you don't think like the it would have a massive impact. And how many people wouldn't have to go to the Super Bowl anymore? Teddy, how many times have you seen me in Vegas since sports betting's been legalized everywhere? Let me ask you that. You haven't.
Much fewer.
You know why? Because I don't have a reason to go there. I don't need to see a cheesy-ass fountain and stuff. I can bet anywhere. And if you don't think that California legalizing would have a significant dent in Nevada's economy, then I don't know what to tell you. And if you don't think politicians are paying off people in other states, I don't know what to tell you either.
So it wouldn't be the politicians who would be paying off the people in the other states.
No.
It would be the casino, some consortium of
casinos.
Well,
look, it's like I guess Sheldon's wife. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let me tell you. Okay, Teddy. I don't know, Teddy. Either you're lying or you're naive. So I don't know. It's one or the other.
Well, it's not one. All right.
I don't know.
Now we're going to go.
No, okay. So let me ask you. Why are there no lotteries in Nevada?
Because of the casinos, 100%.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
why was there no DFS
in Nevada?
Casinos are strong out here in Nevada, where they actually get to contribute.
Oh, I know. So they have no issues with paying off a politician to vote no, right, on the other side of the state line? Come on, bro.
How many politicians do you think the casinos in Nevada? Do you know how big the California State Assembly is and how fractured that particular political body is? Okay.
New York wasn't. That's how it works. You paid them off. You donate to both sides and everybody. It's pretty simple.
Yes.
Look at Donald Trump. He was president of the United States. The Nevada Gaming Commission wouldn't give him a license to operate a casino. That's why he doesn't have a casino in his hotel, right?
Correct.
Because he was like, well, you're an East Coast guy. You're coming in here and you screwed everybody before. I'm just saying, Teddy. It's all politics, Teddy.
I'm not disagreeing with anything that you're saying. What I'm disagreeing with is that you're saying that this is the fact that California doesn't have their act together to get the legislation passed and through is because of this. And I don't believe that. I think that California hasn't been able to get their act together because California hasn't been able to get their act together. And that's,
so California was like the first to legalize marijuana, and they're able to legalize like everything, but somehow. There's like, they have no interest in this. They don't, it's not even on the table. Like, that's the whole thing. It's not even like, oh, there's legislation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even up for debate in California. Like, it's not. Correct. That's what I'm saying.
I'm with
there's
you.
A reason
ask
for
me
that.
Why. And sure, and that would have to come from leadership. And certainly the California Democratic leadership may be getting contributions from who knows who in order to
off the floor. It's the whole thing. It's like you said, it's really the hotels, right? It's the hotels. It's regionalized. But like I said, that's what I'm saying. But every state is different. Like Texas is different. Like a good example, let me just say, Texas is different. Texas is another one which would be an effing gold mine. They love football there. They have money. Let's be real, right? Why is it not in Texas? Solely because of the Republican Party and the lieutenant governor, that Dan Patrick guy, who somehow has the power to veto it, and he did. And I think he really believes it's due to moral. He really thinks that. I don't think anyone's paying him off, but I think the California thing, 100%. More with Teddy on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
It'll cost you $75 on pay-per-view. That's what the UFC is going to be charging now. We'll get into that. We got our own combat going here with Teddy Covers. That's what I love about Sports Rage, Teddy. And you know what? It's our 20th anniversary, sort of. It is today, but tomorrow's the anniversary show. And you and I have been doing this together for, what, about 15 years? 16 years or so. And only this show could take a simple conversation of, hey, they legalized sports betting in New York and turn it into a fight. But I love it, Teddy.
Well, I had the Celtics so I'm all riled up, dude.
Oh, they're so flaky, that team, huh? Oh. Like, they were up big, and then the Knicks. It's like,
I know.
When they were up big early, I said, don't worry, guys. I said, you'll look up in 10 minutes, the Knicks will be up. Like, you know what I mean? They're both – you can't see either of these teams, but wow. Yeah, big comeback for the Knicks at the end here. I want to get back to the sportsbook stuff because you want to correct me on something too. I wanted to bring up the state of Florida and Texas. Let me just say this, and I'll give you the floor.
Sure.
Because every state is different, right? It really is. But you notice the common pattern. It's a hell of a lot easier, guys, to get this stuff done in smaller states, okay? Like, you look at New York. New York is corrupt, man. There's too many hands out. You're never going to get everyone to agree on everything unless you really, like, give a lot of envelopes in Albany. So, like, and New York is so big, Teddy, there was different interests, right? New York City, you know, you're from there. Like, New York City and the Adirondacks aren't the same, right? Like, no. Politically, the people, different interests. Like, it's just sort of, but it's the same state. So, it was a real battle. So, yeah, I'm just saying, guys, if you look, it's sort of like the battlegrounds, like it's sort of like politics, like the big monster states, they're the hardest ones to get done. New York was really hard to get done. California is like not even on the table. Texas, they try, but the GOP blocks it. One guy is basically blocking it. And then you get to Florida, which would also be a cash cow. And look, DeSantis is way pro-business. Come on, right? So they want to do it, but look at the politics there. They legalized sports betting in the state of Florida with the Seminole tribe, Teddy, only. So, you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying politics comes into play in all this stuff, Teddy. That was my point. And, you know, I believe it's one of the reasons, and I think there's a whole long list of them for California. But what did you want to correct me on?
Well, I mean, for, and I agree with what you said right there 1,000%. It's all politics, and it's all local politics and local politicians and individual
politicians. Always local, right? It's all a local, right?
And the guy, the guys who control the committees and control the purses are the ones who have the influence in the state legislatures who make or don't make this stuff happen. But you said earlier, and then whatever, the $500 million handle, you said, all right, Nevada's getting $500 million to handle a month, which is probably a little bit low now, but let's go with that because it's easy to do math.
Yes, exactly.
That way. So, and you're like, if California legalized sports betting, Nevada's handle is going to drop. It'll be $300 million or $350 million. It won't be $500 million a month anymore.
Well, I should say, you know what, one thing, let me correct it. No, I don't think the sports had, because you see, people actually thought that, and it seems like every time a state opens, everyone breaks records all the time. So it seems like there's enough money to go around for everyone, Teddy. But it would, let's say Super Bowl weekend as an example. So I would say overall, not just as a sports book handle, but let's say people that are staying in the hotel, that are going and betting on the game and staying in the hotel in Vegas, won't have to do that anymore, and they won't. That's my point. They won't do it anymore. But that was my point.
Well, my only point was that handle is you know, sports betting handle is not the piece of the equation that they're looking for. It's sports betting hold, you know. And you're talking about the difference in handle and hold between $500 million and $400 million a month. Yeah, it's something, but it's not enough to, when you split it up amongst, you know, the casinos up north and the casinos in Vegas, and you just, it's not that much, you know. I mean, it really isn't.
Well, let's see.
Even though it sounds $100 million a month sounds like an enormous figure, and then your hold becomes $6 million, and then you split that up between 200 books in Nevada.
Yeah, I know.
And it's really not that much. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you're right, because that's
so
right. There's a,
it
yeah,
sounds like
they're
this
not keeping
huge
all the money.
Figure. Oh, it's a $200 million difference every month, but it's not. It's pennies on the
dollar. Well, that's the thing with FanDuel, when people hear, oh my God, they had $700 million in bets. Yeah. Yeah, they give the state of New Jersey 12% off the top. They also have to pay off the Meadowlands racetrack. They're there, right? Like, they had to cut him in. They can't just, I mean, he
not
owns
to mention
the
all the
place.
Free bets.
Well, that's the thing, Teddy, right? That's what Wall Street doesn't like about these sports companies, because you see it. Dude, they're spending so much money for customer acquisition, Teddy. Like, we're talking, like, dude, DraftKings and FanDuel literally spent, like, $1.5 billion in New York City alone, Teddy, going head-to-head. Like, our promo's better, our billboard's bigger. You know what I mean? Dude, it's nothing but billboards everywhere in New York, Teddy. That's all it is. Like, it wasn't even legal in New York, and every second billboard was a sports betting billboard.
Market share is everything. I mean, and again, when you're talking about, and that's another piece of the equation why the FanDuel and the isn't out here, because this is a mature market already, all right? You can spend however much you want in Nevada. You're not going to get a huge market share because people are already loyal to the books that they bet at. You're going to be, you know, chipping away. Whereas in New York, it's virgin territory, man. Every client you get, every new customer you get could be worth, you know, I mean, it is worth enough for them to spend $1.5 billion
in
New York City.
But in New York, it's FanDuel and DraftKings. Like, on the East Coast, they've done a good job of, you know what, they had the advantage, Teddy, of having the DFS customers.
Sure.
Right. So they had the database.
Advantage.
Yeah. They had a database of millions of people, and it just transformed. Hey, you already play DFS on our site. You want to bet? Hey, listen, it's a fascinating time, Teddy. But, you know, listen, we're up to like 31, 32 states now. All right. So it's growing. It's great. It's growing. Okay, Teddy. So let's get down to business. It was an unfortunate. turn of events. Michigan got their ass handed to them by Georgia. Game was over, I don't know, about 5 minutes into the football game.
Now,
and speaking of,
I got to ask you, Gabe. I don't mean to cut you off, but was it better that way? Did you like it better that way, where the Michigan was non-competitive, as opposed to if they would have lost on something fluky at the end?
Well, if they would have covered, I would have preferred to cover. But I know what you mean. It softened the blow, Teddy. Like, I was sort of in shock. I was on the air, too. So I was sort of in shock. And I was that guy. Well, listen, it's only 17-3. You know what I mean? I was sort of like.
No.
Then it was 24. And then it was to whatever. And, like, by halftime, I sort of moved on. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, let's talk about tomorrow's games, right? And, and it was a hell of a season. But I didn't think they were going to get their ass handed them like that. But I don't know.
This big text thread with a bunch of my Michigan buddies. And before kickoff, after kickoff, you know, it's just going nuts. And it just gets quieter and quieter. By midway through the second quarter, there's not a soul. And
everybody moved on. Everyone's like, I'm going to go shovel the snow now, honey. Exactly.
Crickets.
Trust me, I know. But so I asked the guy Fandu with John Cheerion, so he's the head trader, you know what I mean? So I asked the guy today about this line. I said, well, you know, Alabama just beat them, and Alabama, the last two times they were underdogs under Saban, it was against Georgia, and they beat them both times. I said, how much did, you know, the win against Michigan? And he said, no, it wasn't the eyeball. It's their power rankings. They're sticking with it, Teddy. You remember you and I talked about power rankings and how they'll stick with this stuff. They're sticking to their guns once again. And he admitted. So get this, guys. FanDuel today, and this was at about 6 o'clock Eastern, had taken 17,000 bets on the money line today on that game. 16,500 of them were on Alabama. That's straight from the FanDuel executive, Teddy, on the air. So it's not factual.
Let's be realistic.
He said, like, everybody's bet. He said point blank, we need Georgia.
Sure, but from a global marketplace perspective, I'm not convinced that's one book. I'm not convinced that globally all the books will be rooting for Georgia in this game. I'm not convinced that's the case. But
How about all those Bama futures? Even I have a Bama future.
Sure, and the other, sure, that's certainly something to consider. But with any championship game in any sport, you see it in the Super Bowl where the money line gets distorted because what happens is the people that bet the favorites lay the points, but the people that take the underdog take them on the money line instead of plus the points. If you'd asked him what the ratio is of straight bets,
it
would have been very different than what the ratio is of money line bets. Because let's be real,
everybody's taking the money line on Bama.
Georgia,
everyone's taking the money line.
Yeah, but there's no. I'm laying the three. I'm not laying the 160 with Georgia on the money line. You know, it's not even a maybe.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna play,
so it's money line either. Yeah.
So
I get it.
That's why there's such an imbalance there. It doesn't necessarily make it the quote-unquote public side.
I'm looking right now, though. It is across the board. Everyone's got the same freaking number. I don't know. There's maybe – I'm looking here at, like, MGM. And this is Vegas Insider, so I'm looking at the Vegas sports books here. And everyone's got a 3, 52, 52 and a half. He said he likes the under. He said he leans towards the under, but the public's betting the over the game.
If I had to play it, I'd probably play the under myself. You know, it's not a game that I'm betting anything heavy. Just action. It's you know, the line and total are both right.
And me neither, Teddy. I got 20K on that Montana State, North Dakota State. Screw Bama and Georgia. More with Teddy on your side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I'm
Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Bobby. Hey, Clay Thompson's getting ready to return. He's going to be back next Warriors game. See him jumping rope. This guy's been in uniform for like 2 weeks, man. He's been fired up for his return. He's been out for a long time, so we wish him the best. We got Teddy Covers with us right now. So Teddy's interest in a national championship game, not high. Let's get into the National Football League right now. Let's start off in your backyard here. Vegas and the Chargers. I'm interested to see how it plays out, Teddy, from a crowd perspective. Because, you know, Vegas, you know, all these teams, you know what I mean, when Kansas City and you've had cold weather teams and big brand name teams come in there, Chicago Bears, etc. And, you know, Vegas is not like the Black Hole. They haven't had a distinct home field advantage. It's a nice new stadium. You know, there's it's not crazy and stuff. It's a nice, you know, that's good. I'm glad there's not violence and stuff like that. But what about now? What about now? Are people jumping on the Raider bandwagon this week and showing love? What's the buzz in the city for this game?
So relatively light. You know, it's not insane, even though it's a win Oregon in scenario in the biggest game that the Raiders have played since they moved to Las Vegas. In a lot of ways, you know, the relationship between the city and the team has soured this season. And, you know, the latest DUI this past week from Hobbs didn't help.
And they're playing
after everything
that
already happened. And again, you know, he was drunk, asleep in his car in a casino parking garage, driving. You know, he wasn't in his. He was like in the driving out of the garage.
the off ramp. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not sitting in your car passed out. It's driving in a place where you're not supposed to be driving, where you could pass out. So, there needs to be a reset between the town and the team this offseason. I would expect there will be. You know, if Mark
Davis getting rid of Mike Mayock. I mean, let's be
real. There needs to be a lot of getting rid of, you know. And we'll see how that plays out. But for a team, like compared to what Detroit felt like when the Lions were in a big game in the final week of the season, or what New York would feel like if the Jets or Giants were in a big game at the final week of the season to get into the playoffs, this feels... It's relatively quiet here in town. And everyone you talk to who's watched these two teams play all year, Gabe, you know the Chargers are better, right? You see, the eye test has shown it 20 times.
As long as they don't choke. I know. As long as they don't choke, they should win the game, right?
And yet, there's three key factors that you got to consider. One is that as an organization, the Chargers lose late games like this all the time. Which
shouldn't have anything to do with these guys, right?
Correct.
Like past years, but it does. But it, in our mind, it's like, well, the Chargers. But what happened with Marty Schottenheimer and Phillip Rivers, etc., has nothing to do with Justin Herbert and Staley. But go on. But I hear what you're saying. It's the elephant in the room. But you know what I mean.
Until they win a game like this,
I know.
You're gonna have that. The Chargers always blow these games mentality. So that's factor number one. Factor number two, and this isn't even up for debate, the Raiders have the better defense. You know, they have the better pass rush, and they have the better run defense. You know, Chargers can't stop the run.
Chargers are getting healthier.
Rush has been nasty. The Chargers can't stop the run, dude. I mean, they did last week against Denver. Denver can't move the football. I would expect the Raiders to be able to move the ball on the ground in this game. Which makes me, you know, there's a reason why the money's coming on the over. Because when the Raiders offense works.
Yeah, I can live with the over.
Yeah, the Raiders offense works when they move the ball on the ground. And factor number three, you know, from a character standpoint, you can't not be impressed with what the Raiders have done. This team has faced so much adversity. They've been punched in the face. In-game adversity, off-field adversity, and they answer every bell. Here they are, week 18 with a chance to make the playoffs. So this is what's going to happen. Push. Chargers going to win it by 3.
Ooh, like I said, push. 27-24, game goes over. There it is. I like the Chargers here. I've been riding the Raiders. Like you said, I've been fascinated by how they've found a way. And I was on them. I've been on them repeatedly, actually. Like the last, I was even on them against Washington when I lost. I'll admit it. But I had them against the Colts. I had them against the Browns. I had them blah blah blah. So you know, but the Chargers just are too much. I think the Chargers just match up well with the Raiders. And, you know, to me, well, you just nailed it, Teddy. The Raider defensive line is what saved their ass all year long. This, you know, that unit. Unbelievable. But if they give Herbert time, and because the secondary is vulnerable, I think the Chargers are going to be able to throw the ball on him. But you're right. Everybody runs on the Chargers. I kept thinking the number was going to move, Ted, but it isn't. I guess it's just going to stay at 3 the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, we could see some... No, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. No. Because either way, exactly. Yeah.
Anyone sees a plus 3.5, they'll snatch it.
They like it right where it is. Because if it goes to 2.5, Charger money flies in. They go to 3.5, Raider money flies in. They like it just where it is.
And this game, I'm telling you, this game's got push written all over it.
It really does. What about the other big one here, the Rams? Rams and 49ers. This number's just sitting at 4, and it's not moving right now. 44.5 is the total there. What do you think of Trey Lance?
Yeah. Do you trust Trey Lance not to make that mistake against the Rams defense?
I get it, but you could say the same about Matthew Stafford, couldn't you?
Stafford's been rough lately, huh?
You could say the same. And what about
I know
Jimmy
I don't
G?
Trust the Rams. I don't trust the Rams in the postseason, okay? The Rams play Dallas. Dallas has beaten L.A. If the Rams play the Packers have beaten them. If the Rams play the Bucs,
I think the Rams beat the Cowboys, but then would lose. I see. Maybe I don't know. I don't believe in Stafford either, though. Like, I didn't like the deal in the first place. I was like, guys, you put a lot of hope in Matt Stafford, who's never won a big game in his life.
Not even at Georgia. I mean, really. But you don't think Dallas is real? I think Dallas is real.
I'm not saying they're not real. I don't know. I don't buy into them. No, I think they'll choke. I think they're like the Chargers, except like we have the visual evidence. Like they got to prove it to me. Sort of like you said, the Cowboys are even more like I like the Chargers better than the Cowboys. Like I just saw the Chargers beat the Bengals. Everyone loves the Bengals. Suddenly the Chargers beat their ass a couple of weeks ago. Right, we live in such a week-to-week world right now, Teddy. But no, the Cowboys, I think they'll choke. I think Dak Prescott will choke in a big game. I think Kellen Moore will choke in a big game. I don't trust them.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe. But if I had to choose between Stafford or Prescott for one playoff game.
Oh, boy, I know.
I'm probably choosing Dak.
Hey, OBJ's been playing well for them, though. Aaron Donald's a stud. You got Ramsey.
From a star power standpoint, nobody has more than the Rams. Nobody. You know, they've got like studs all over the place on both sides of the ball for that team. Huge stars. You see what OBJ's done in the playoffs in his career?
Well, I don't know. He smoked weed the night we went to Miami. I remember that. That's what his playoff career. He's not a quarterback. He was on the Giants. What do you want him to do? He's on the Giants.
One playoff game in his career. I think he had 28 receiving yards. And
yeah, that was
38-13.
That was the cruise game. I don't know if you've ever seen the famous picture. There's a famous picture of all the Giants. They went on a cruise to Miami. They went on a boat. They went partying on a boat in Miami for whatever reason the week before the week of the Green Bay game. They played the Green Bay Packers in the cold weather. And they got their ass handed them, but that has nothing to do with what OBJ is going to do in a playoff.
That's his only career playoff game, is all I'm saying.
He's on the China crap ass Giants against the Packers. Ben McAdoo is the coach. What do you want from them?
I'm just saying it's a fact. I'm throwing the fact out. It's not an opinion. God. That's what OBJ's playoff career is. You know? Do you trust OBJ and Matthew Stafford over
I trust
Jack
OBJ.
And,
yeah, he's a wide receiver. What do you want him to do? Like, all he can do is have the quarterback throw the ball. I don't fully trust Stafford, I'll tell you that. But it's only 4 points in this game. I'm leaning with the Niners. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down. So what about futures? Like, are you a big playoff future guy, Teddy, now? Any team catch your eye now?
I'm not, but I'm going long shots the whole way. You know, I mean, this is a deep playoff field. But
the AFC seems like the law. Like, the AFC seems like the one that anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Anybody gets hot right now can win the AFC. And it's been the Chiefs each of the last 2 years. So what do you think of your Bills? That's my interesting question. And frankly,
I think they're
Tennessee
dangerous.
To me is the team that no one's paying attention. That's the undervalued commodity. You know, Tennessee is the team that no one's paying attention to for as good as they are. You know,
that's the thing. The Bills might have to go through both Tennessee and Kansas City. That's going to be a problem. That's the one problem for the Bills. But the Bills have been better on the road, Teddy, than at home. So I don't have a problem with getting one home game under their belt. All right. And then get your confidence going and then hit the road, guys, and you got to win two on the road. But you've seen it, Teddy. They're more focused. They're crisper. They're more aggressive. There's everything about it. I don't know if it's the Bills Mafia thing that gets to them. I don't know. You know what I mean? And another thing is, quite frankly, Josh Allen hasn't been a great cold weather, windy quarterback. Right? It's all about the matchups, Teddy. Right? So I'm all, you know, I'm trying to figure out who the Bills going to play and all this other type of stuff. Because look, dude, as it is now, the Bills, it looks like the Bengals are rolling over for the Browns this week. So the Bengals don't care about falling from the 3 to 4, evidently, which they might end up with the Patriots.
Oh, I don't pay any attention to any of that stuff until we have games. You know, once we have seeds, I worry about the seeds. But the
Teddy, but the market changes after. That's why I'm trying to get in now. I'm trying to figure, okay, like the path, because the future. I don't know how much they will change, to be honest. After how much do you think they're going to change from now till then? Because I don't know. There's not really a difference between a 3 and a 4 seed, right? You host a playoff game, you go on the road after, right?
Yeah, there's surprisingly little.
But there is, it does matter, Ted. This is like our argument about the polls. Like the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to win the game because if Tennessee lose, they get the one seed.
Correct.
Right? Like the Buffalo Bills are trying to win a game. They win a division. But the consequences, like I said, Cincinnati don't seem to care about the game. But Cincinnati would fall from a 3 to 4 seed, so it would change the playoff matchups. So if you're betting futures right now, that's my point. You know, you're trying to figure out the path before everyone knows the path, Teddy. Get a head start on everybody.
Okay. I agree with what the Bengals are doing. All right. You get a... They've clinched the
division. Yeah, you can't afford to lose Joe Burrow.
There's no difference between the 3 seed and the 4 seed. You give everybody the week off and heal up as best you can.
Well, that's the Bengals saying internally, we don't care whether we play the Colts or the Patriots.
Which would you? I mean, are they any different?
That's a good question. I would rather play. It's crazy because you don't really want to deal with Belichick. But I would rather play the Patriots. Mac Jones is being exposed. Like, let's be real. Unless he has the lead and unless they're going to run the ball 82 times in a game, he can't win the game for you. You know, they can only carry his ass so far.
Have you watched Carson Wentz?
Yes, I don't like the Colts either. But I trust them more.
Colts will lose to the Jags. Watch.
I like the Jags plus the points. Love them. Love them.
Yeah, you do.
On the other side. Yeah, plus 15 and a half. Wrap up with Teddy on the other side. By seeing them play. Yes!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
Late night anger management class, 3-minute warning, level 1. We got a stacked up program tonight. Arash Markazi will join us in level 2. We got Jeff Feinberg. We got Julio Rosario. We got Teddy Covers for a couple of more moments. So during our commercial break, our producer, Matthias, told me and Teddy, the Jags are hot trash. They're going to get murdered. They're terrible. And I said, well, we were talking about $500 million a month. Matthias to contribute to that pile with takes like that. And I just tell you. So, Teddy, I've been telling people this stat all week. I'm sure you've heard it and you know it. But last 33 games, the Jacksonville Jaguars, 2-27 against the rest of the league and 2-2 against the Colts straight up. All right, so they're four and 29 their last 33 games. Two of the wins have come against the Colts, but the last four times they played 4-0 ATS as well. Earlier this year, Teddy, 23-17. These are the scores they played. So it's 23-17, 28-14, 27-20, and the Jags beat them 38-20, massacred them, beat them outright. They've beaten them outright two of the last four times they played. What do you think about the 15.5 points?
I can only take it. You know, I ain't laying it. But I really try not to have my money on teams like Jacksonville.
I know.
You know, I really try. It doesn't always. Sometimes you have to get there. But
what about Houston? Is that a trap game? The double digits there? Like any of these big underdogs you like this week? We got 30 seconds.
I'd rather have the Jags and the Titans. You know, I Carson Wentz. I'm reading articles from people I respect that telling me that Carson Wentz is a good quarterback and not.
No, he's terrible.
Pick six and everything.
Nah, Carson Wentz sucks. Yeah. If it wasn't for Jonathan Taylor, the Colts would blow. And Darius Leonard. And Frank Reich. Yeah. Carson Wentz is lucky. He's along for the ride. He's lucky he shares the same faith with Frank Reich. That's why he has the job. Thanks, Teddy.
Cheers.